Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm excited to talk this week about something in the beauty and the aesthetics world. Most of you know me as an integrative medicine physician, and I always like to talk about integrative medicine, even when I'm talking about aesthetics, because it's so important when people are experiencing symptoms or diseases for them to actually get beneath the surface and look at why is this happening, how is this happening, what's the underlying cause and reason for any sort of symptom or disease to be developing in the body so that they can actually get to the root cause of that and get resolution. And that's what I really focus on in my practice for the most part on a day-in, day-out basis, which is quite different than what I did with traditional medicine, where when we developed symptoms or diseases, we just accepted that the body didn't work and prescribed a medication or went to an intervention. And there's nothing wrong with those things, but when we can actually understand why something is happening in the body, what's the underlying biochemical reason that the body's not functioning, and then get to that reason or that problem and actually resolve it, that's always going to be a better solution for the individual. So today we're going to kind of take the same approach, and we're going to talk about skincare and skin health and beauty, and talk about things that actually are working from the inside of the body, specifically hormones to make beautiful skin, but an opportunity to use one of those hormones, specifically estriol, in a topical way to actually create better, healthier, more beautiful skin that doesn't age with time. So the topic of today is estriol skin cream, and what I want to talk about is what is this very special hormone, this special ingredient, this special product that we're able to make, which is an estriol compounded skin cream for people, and does it actually work? So let's talk first about what estriol is. And just as a reminder, there are three main estrogens that are produced in the body, specifically estriol, estradiol, and estrone, sometimes known as E3, E2, and E1. And I do a lot of hormonal work in my integrative medicine practice, especially with perimenopausal and menopausal women, trying to get those hormones balanced because they're such a critical part of aging and health and communication in the body and the hormonal system. But specifically with female reproductive hormones, estradiol and estrone are the best known of the estrogen family, and they're known for their effects on relieving menopausal symptoms. So specifically, they provide relief for things like hot flashes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, and then of course they have significant health effects on the perimenopausal and menopausal women's bodies, specifically supporting bone health with osteopenia and osteoporosis, creating a healthy heart, and they're important for our mind and our cognition also. But estriol, which is E3, has really been best known for its topical use in gynecology to help manage vaginal dryness. And so if a woman was, for instance, being given estradiol for relief of menopausal symptoms, but she had continued vaginal dryness, a physician may prescribe estriol for her. But the interesting thing about estriol is that it also has some really significant applications in the world of dermatology or skin health, including its use in treatment of acne, acne scarring, and the prevention of the aging process in the skin. And so while it's been known for some time in the gynecologic world, it's used as a therapy for skincare conditions to combat things like facial wrinkles and aging is actually fairly new. So what we know about estrogens in skin health is that they have a significant effect on modulating both the epidermal and dermal cells of the skin. So that very superficial layer, as well as the layer beneath the skin that's responsible for collagen elastin. And without the growth-promoting effects of estrogen, our skin would literally wither away. So estrogen is required to generate collagen. It plays a leading role in the quality of our skin and maintaining our skin thickness, as well as is really promoting firmness and this wrinkle-free texture that we really desire as we begin to age.
And what we know is that as we age, we produce fewer female hormones, so lower levels of estrogen are produced, and this is really responsible for our loss of collagen, and it explains why we have a reduced elasticity or smoothness to our skin as we grow older, and why we begin to develop wrinkles. So estriol is an estrogen that's produced in the ovaries. Again, it's been used in the menopausal world for decades. And though it's used to support vaginal dryness, and sometimes we'll even see it used to prevent urinary tract infections, this new use to revitalize and protect the skin against visible signs of aging is really exciting. And so as we've learned more about these estrogen receptors that we can detect in the skin, and we've learned about how estrogen deficiency really affects the skin in losing thickness, elasticity, firmness, causing the skin to become drier, we have learned that estriol can be used in a very beneficial way to protect against all these things over time. And so what we do in our practice, in my practice, is that we actually use a companion pharmacy where we're able to create a specially designed estriol cream through the compounding pharmacy. So we can put into it the perfect amount of estriol that's customized just for you. And then also put that estriol in an anti-aging skin base. So we're able to add ingredients like CoQ10, lipoic acid, hyaluronic acid. And all of these ingredients have really been selected because they've been clinically proven to create beautiful skin and be very important in the anti-aging world. And because we're able to take all these ingredients, we're able to custom combine them for you, we really end up with a product that's going to be superior to any product that you can buy through a skincare company. So even these really, you know, medically designed prescription, or not, excuse me, non-prescription products that you find in physician-only offices, when we actually compound this product and use prescription ingredients, we're really making a product that's superior, and you definitely see the effects of that prescription product in terms of beautiful skin. So, of course, when we're talking about compounding anything for beautiful skin, the big question is, does it really work? And fortunately, with estriol, the answer is absolutely yes. There was a clinical trial that was conducted with a 0.3% estriol in postmenopausal women, and it was done specifically to look at the improvement of skin quality. And what they found is that by the end of the first 6 months, both wrinkle depth and pore size had decreased by over 60% in the estriol groups. And additionally, they saw a real improvement of skin moisture and collagen synthesis. Another study that was recently documented in the International Journal of Dermatology concluded that when women in their mid-50s would apply estriol cream to their face and neck area for a period of 6 months, that many of the age-related changes to the skin would improve, and 96% of women in that clinical trial reported an improvement in elasticity and firmness of the skin, again with noticeable increase in skin moisture. That led to a decrease in the crepiness of the skin. And for 89% of these study participants, there was a highly significant decrease in both the depth of the wrinkles and the significance of the wrinkles. So fortunately, we found that estriol is really a powerful tool that can improve many of the aspects of skin aging. And again, the clinical reports include thicker skin due to increases in collagen production, decreases in fine line and wrinkles, greater skin elasticity, increased vascularization. So we've got increased blood flow to the skin, which brings nutrients and removes old dead cellular byproducts. There's an increase in moisture content of the skin with estriol and a decrease in oil production. Additionally, it's exciting that estriol can actually improve age spots. And so when we see age spots that frequently occur in the face and hands as we age, and these spots are those small brown, you know, blemishes, sometimes also known as liver spots, what we know is that estriol can help reduce the appearance of these blemishes, making them fade. And additionally, as I mentioned previously, when we add hyaluronic acid to your prescription, that really helps retain moisture in the skin. And so the result is going to be a dewier complexion that looks healthy, glowing. It looks as though you always have basically kind of fresh moisturizer on the face. Another ingredient that we love to add is silica, which is a building block for collagen, and that can create this facelift effect around the eyes, cheeks, and the mouth area. Also, I wanted to talk briefly about topical estriol and acne scars. So with the development of acne, there's always a significant inflammatory process that occurs, and current common treatments for the atrophic scars that can happen as a result of acne include invasive things like dermabrasion, very strong chemical peels, and hyaluronic acid filler injections. But interestingly, a technique that uses estriol in this ionophoresis process is actually a safe, non-invasive treatment of atrophic acne scars. So ionophoresis is the process of increasing the penetration of something into the skin by application of an electrical current. And after the treatment of acne scars, there's actually 100% improvement in women treated with estriol ionophoresis. Fortunately, there's no side effects or hormonal changes that were noted with this estriol treatment. And again, considering that the treatment for many acne scars is a more invasive process with limited results, the use of estriol ionophoresis is really a promising alternative to dealing with acne scars. So I want to make some brief comments about estriol safety because it is in this estrogen family. So in the past, estriol was believed to have really very little physiologic significance due to its weak estrogenic activity when you compare it to the other estrogens, estrone and estradiol, for treating menopausal symptoms. And in fact, this is one of the reasons that estriol has a major advantage for treating skincare conditions. So it was frequently feared that the effect of the estrogen administration could have pro-estrogenic effects on breast and endometrium. So the question was, does estriol actually affect breast and endometrial tissue? Well, estriol does not have these type of effects. And that is because there are two distinct types of estrogen receptors. There's an estrogen receptor alpha and an estrogen receptor beta. And in breasts, for example, the binding of estrogen hormones to the estrogen receptor alpha is what promotes the breast cell proliferation, whereas binding of estrogen hormones to estrogen receptor beta cells inhibits breast cell proliferation and prevents breast cancer development. And so it's thought that maybe estriol, because it binds to these beta receptors, may actually be protective in terms of breast cancer in the body. So again, estrone and estradiol bind to estrogen receptor alpha. Estriol binds to estrogen receptor beta. And that is the characteristic of it that is uniquely protective against breast cancer, because binding to estrogen receptor beta cells is actually breast cancer protective. So uniquely, that is one of the qualities that only estriol possesses as opposed to estradiol or estrone. And there was a clinical study that used estriol and looked at breast cancer incidence in 31,451 postmenopausal women. And this supported the findings and the reports that women using estriol do not have an increased risk of breast cancer compared to women who've never used hormone replacement therapy. So the good news and the conclusion is that topical estriol is a safe and effective skin treatment
for major skin conditions, including acne, acne scarring, and skin aging, and should actually complement the skincare treatment arsenal of current dermatologic products in treating these conditions. It's fun because skin creams containing hormones like estrogen are really a revolutionary breakthrough in creating beautiful skin, especially as a woman's hormones decline in the perimenopausal and menopausal period. And fortunately, once again, there's no negative hormonal side effects that were noted when facial estriol applications were used over time. And we saw that estriol decreases the severity of wrinkles and makes fine lines around the eyes, mouth, and really all over the face less visible. And so I think estriol is an important recommendation for all women in their late 30s and is best to use in kind of a preventative beauty regimen. So what I like to prescribe is estriol in this anti-aging base in the morning. And then we use a compounded retin-A at night. And if you haven't listened to my podcast on retin-A, that would be a great thing to listen to really understand all the benefits of retin-A in the skin when used as part of this beauty regimen. So we would love to compound your estriol products for you at our compounding pharmacy along with retin-A. To really create this powerful anti-aging pharmaceutical regimen designed just for you. It's great when used with other kind of treatment modalities in our practice as really part of creating healthy, beautiful skin for every person.